Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Late in the second quarter, you're going down to make it 21-7. That moment seemed to turn this game. When the second eight play failed, the sack, the missed field, did that kind of get things going in the wrong direction there?
Yeah, I think so. Just understanding I can't take a sack there and move us backwards. You know, there's a threshold where you're close enough, sacks don't really matter, but kind of in that mid-range, moving it back you know, really puts our special teams in a tougher situation, and that's on me.
So, Josh, you better talk about, it seemed like the offense today was a little hot, cold, just, you know, trying to maintain that rhythm. Was it due to the short work week, or what do you go into?
I mean, they had a good plan today. I thought their offense did a good job of, you know, sustaining drives and really limiting our opportunities. You know, I thought we had opportunities on the offensive side, and we didn't take advantage of some of them. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got the win.
Jackson Hollis said that he's already learned early on to always expect the ball with you. What happened on that play when you're rolling out there?
Yeah, just, you know, extending the play, a little naked action. He did a good job of just staying in concert with me and, you know, just got the corner there. I think it was Rasul to just kind of commit one way, and, you know, he stayed alive for me and made a play.
After the TV interception, you know, you got into that penalty situation. How big was the play to Moore, though? Because that enabled you to run it out. Really.
No, that was unbelievable. You know, smart play, finding a window in zone, giving me good body language. You know, he made some good plays for us tonight. It was awesome to see.
Josh, what have you seen different in James Cook?
I mean, it's to me, it's the same James Cook. The guy just attacks every time he touches the ball. He looks like he's been shot out of a cannon every time he touches it. You know, he's so fun to play with. Wants the ball, ultimate competitor. You know, there's times where I'm, you know, I toss it to him, I hand it off to him, and I'm just already putting my hands up because I feel like he's about to crib it. And there's two that were real close tonight, real close, and he'll tell you that too. But, you know, he's been such a catalyst for our offense. Special player.
Seemed like you wanted to get Dalton involved early. Was that part of the plan based on what they do? Because he was your guy early on there.
Yeah, I mean, we'd love to get everybody involved early. You know, there's just some opportunities for him, and he made the most of them.
Josh, you seem to have a comfort zone more so this year than previous years. Is that your growth into the sport itself, just taking what the defense has given you?
100%. I think there's obviously times throughout games where the situation dictates you to – maybe put the pedal down a little bit more. And there's some times where it's like, hey, just take it easy, relax. I wouldn't say play the long game, but just understanding where you're at, you know, within the situation of the game and not trying to force anything. You know, we saw that tonight, just kind of staying as calm as possible, you know, and just being prepared for any situation that we were going to be in. You know, it was going to be either a 2 minute at the end there or 4 minute, and Terrell Bernard makes a fantastic play, and we can be in a 4 minute drill there.
What have you learned about this team in particular in the first 3 weeks of the season?
I mean, you know, we're obviously doing our job, going 1-0 each week. Still a lot to learn from, a lot to grow, a lot of room for growth in this group. A lot of young guys, but guys are stepping up. There's been some guys down with injuries, and guys are stepping up and making some big-time plays for us, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, I mean, it's a close unit that's, you know, gelling together really well right now, and I got to keep finding ways to win football games.
Khalil looked like, you know, first couple weeks working back from that ankle injury, and now today gets his first touchdown of the year. Just how nice is it to get him back in rhythm with the offense?
Awesome. You know, Khalil does everything the right way. Constantly following the ball, constantly being in the right spots. You know, he makes some unbelievable plays for us. You know, that was a great play, you know, finding a way to get in the end zone there, and we're going to need more of that going forward.
Were you aware that was your 200th career touchdown pass?
I was not. It's pretty cool. It's my parents' anniversary tonight, too, so it's pretty cool. Yeah.
How'd you get Fitz to take his shirt off?
It was the fans. Yeah. He's a showman. That's not – come on now. He knew he was going to do it. He wanted to play hard to get a little bit, but he knew he was going to do it at the end of the night.
I didn't know that was an anniversary present to your parents.
You know what? Yeah, happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. Here's Ryan Fitzpatrick without a shirt on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.